General Conference Committee, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 20th, 1905. To the General Conference Committee. Dear brethren, during the time that I was in Washington, the Lord was working upon my mind in the night season. Light was given me while I was there that the first $5,000 of the overflow, above the $100,000 sent in for the work in Washington, was due to the Southern Field, and that it ought to be appropriated to the present, urgent needs of the work in Nashville. More than that amount, which would otherwise have gone to Nashville, has gone to Washington, because of our appeals to give the Washington work our first attention. I know that $1,000 was loaned to the brethren in Nashville to make the first payment on the church building. But I am instructed that the Lord would have been pleased had $5,000 been offered them instead of $1,000. The workers in Nashville need encouragement that they have never received. The way in which the work there has been treated by some has made wounds that should now be healed. The Lord will not vindicate one vestige of selfishness. He calls upon men to act under His supervision. The work in Washington is important and essential, and great efforts have been made to call the attention of our people to that field. But now, the Lord would have us consider the work in the South. These matters have been presented to me in such a way that I see my duty clearly. In the name of the Lord, I, as His messenger, call upon the leaders of the people in His cause to do the works of righteousness. The souls of the people in Nashville are just as precious in God's sight as the souls of the people in Washington. The light of truth is to shine forth as brightly from Nashville as from Washington. The necessity at Nashville at the present time is far greater than it is at Washington. Right is right. Justice must be shown to the Southern Field. God sees a selfishness working for the mastery that must be overcome. $5,000 should be appropriated to the work in Nashville. This question was asked, is it not just as essential that the work in Nashville shall make a proper showing as the work in Washington? I must be faithful to my work as God's messenger. Therefore, I bear the message, make up a fund of $5,000 and send it to the brethren in Nashville. God is a God of love and equity. If we expect the Lord to work with us and for us as His people, if we expect Him to reveal His light and power to us in these last days, we must work in accordance with the mind and will, the mercy and compassion of the Lord God of Israel, who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord calls upon those at the head of His work to send the first of the overflow that has come in on the Washington Fund to the work in Nashville. For the work there, which is as essential as the work in Washington, is in need of assistance. The Lord's servants who are laboring there should receive encouragement. I am bidden to say that selfishness and any form of injustice must not find a place in our work. Let our brethren repent before the Lord for any selfishness that has come in toward the work in the southern states. This matter has been presented to me 3 times, and I was instructed that $5,000 ought to have been placed in Elder Haskell's hands before he left the conference ground. All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. When the lawyer came to Christ with the question, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" the Savior laid upon the inquirer the burden of answering. "What is written in the law?" "How readest thou?" he asked. And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Luke 10, verse 25 to 28. The lawyer, willing to justify his neglect, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Verse 29. In answer, Christ told the incident of the man passing from Jerusalem to Jericho, who was attacked by robbers and left by the wayside, wounded and in a dying condition. A priest and a Levite passed by that way, but both, unwilling to help the sufferer, passed by on the other side. Verses 30 to 32. A Samaritan, coming that way, saw him, and going to him, put him on his own beast, and took him to an inn, and took care of him. On taking his departure, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Verses 33 to 35.
Which now of these 3, said Christ, thinkest thou was neighbor to him that fell among thieves? The voices of others united with the lawyer in answering, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Verses 36-37. Over and over again I am bidden to urge upon your attention the necessities of the work in Nashville. The Lord has specified what should be done there. A grand work has been started, and it should by all means be sustained. It must not be hindered by neglect, but is to go forward in straight, clear lines. Brother Butler, Brother Haskell, and his wife are laboring hard and earnestly, and are wrestling with many difficulties, and they must be given assistance. Souls in Nashville are as precious as souls in Washington. The conditions in Nashville make the work of the laborer doubly hard. If those in other parts of the field who have been highly favored by God do not awake to the true situation, the Lord will visit them for their indifference. Brethren Sutherland and Megan have been trying to advance in their schoolwork, but while the means were flowing into Washington, they were exhorted to patience. They have made as much headway as possible. Recently, a beautiful sanitarium site of 35 acres was chosen not far from Nashville. On this site, a sanitarium building must be put up soon. For a long time, Dr. Hayward and his co-workers have been struggling on in the face of many difficulties. They must now be helped. I give this instruction to you as God has given it to me as His appointed messenger. Last Sabbath night, I did not sleep at all through the entire night. So heavily were matters pressed upon my mind that I could only cry unto God, praying Him to set this matter in its true light before the men bearing responsibilities in Washington. The Lord calls for a conversion to take place in the hearts of the leading men who are connected with His work in every line, that the Spirit of Christ may come in, and that no selfishness, envy, or jealousy may be seen. The real Christian is described by Paul as one who is zealous of good works. The great apostle gives the charge. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. But the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified through his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Titus 3, verse 1-9. I hope that Brother Baird will continue his connection with the work. He needs to open his heart to encourage the young men with whom he works. He should not expect that they will show the perfection of full-grown men. He must not speak unadvised words. He is to take the young men and give them kind, faithful instruction and training. I pray that the holy oil of the two olive branches may be poured upon his heart and received by his mind, that he may do acceptable work for God. May it be seen that Jesus is abiding in his heart and life. Then he can be a wise counselor and a correct adviser. He is to represent Christ in all that he says and does, remembering that those with whom he is brought in connection are the Savior's blood-bought heritage. He is to remember that it will mean much to those with whom he associates whether or not he reveals the meekness of Christ in words and demeanor. Let the oil of grace smooth his words and the tones of his voice. Then the education that he gives the young men will be a power for good.
All who are connected with the work in Washington are ever to give a true representation of Jesus Christ. Through them, his kindness, his sympathy, his goodness is to be revealed. The Lord does not desire us to give sharp, abrupt rebukes, even if mistakes are made. These mistakes can be cured without sharp rebuke. The Lord desires all that is done on the land and on the buildings to be done in his way. Let not wrong impressions be made on the minds of the workers. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Luke 16, verse 10-12. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one tittle of the law to fail. Verses 13-17. Oh, that we all may bear these things in mind, and remember that the instruction given by Christ is for everyone to read and believe and obey.